pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I've got Dr. Matt Andre on today with me in just a moment, and we're going to be talking about further assaults on the access to healthy food by local governments now. It just gets worse and worse. Before I get started with that, I do have to make a couple announcements. First of all, I just want to let everybody know that from this point forward, anytime you order Quest protein bars, you will get a free sample of one of their new natural flavored prototype bars, lemon cream pie. They have a new cheesecake flavor. I mean, the flavors that they're putting out are just amazing. Go to superhumanradio.com if you've never tried a Quest protein bar. Click the banner ad and get two free bars sent to you. I promise you, you will never eat another protein bar again for the rest of your life once you taste the Quest protein bars. And now you can get a free bar with your order of one of their new natural prototype lines, which has no sucralose whatsoever in it. Even though the older bars have this smidgen, a crystal of sucralose in it, they've eliminated that. Number two, Thursday at midnight, the 27th, ends the free promotion offer from AgeForce.com for their growth hormone power patch. Remember, this is not some homeopathic patch. This patch actually has 25 milligrams of real somatropin in each patch. And you can get a free month supply by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the banner ad for the power patch freebie, and use the coupon code SHRPPFREE. This is only for my audience. This is an amazing attempt at AgeForce to show you that they will put their money where their mouth is by letting you try a one-month supply of their power patch. If you like it, you can keep getting it delivered directly to you. If you don't like it, no worries, cancel. That's it. So check that out. Okay, welcome to the show, Dr. Matt Andre. How are you?
I'm great, Carl. How are you, my friend?
Great, great. Matt, I am trying to, and I want to do this with this show as well, but lately I've been coining a term. I've never heard the term used before, so I have to believe that I'm the first person to start using this term. But I want to start to use the term when we talk about these types of issues that are being perpetrated on American people by our government to limit access to healthy, God-giving food while at the same time, in concert, promoting foods that make us ill and promote chronic disease. I want to start using the term human husbandry. And here's why. We all know what animal husbandry is, right, Matt? You grew
right.
up. Okay. You're
interestingly enough, as we started to get going for this, my grandfather, just 86, walked in from on the farm to get his flu shot. Now, I'm not a big flu shot guy generally, but he's got enough health conditions, it makes sense.
Yeah, so. And older people do benefit. There's no doubt about it that older people definitely do benefit from the flu shot. Absolutely.
Right. Anyway, yes, we know all about animal husbandry for sure.
Right. So for those of you out there in the city that don't know anything about animal husbandry, it's basically the domestication of animals. It means that take a lion. A lion lives in the wild. It wants to chase down a gazelle, kill it, and eat its organs first, and then eat its haunches and rear section second, and that's what lions do. Now you take a lion, you put it in a zoo. Does it do that anymore? No.
No.
It has somebody bringing the lion meat and kibble and process, and this is what we think lions should eat, and it's scientifically designed, and this, no. Nature wanted lions to chase and eat the animals that it felt like chasing and eating. Animal husbandry domesticates a lion and feeds it an artificial diet. And we all know that lions in the wild live longer than lions in captivity. Lions in the captivity and animals in captivity develop all sorts of neuroses. Any of you have ever seen a polar bear in a zoo walking back and forth like a mad animal in a circle knows that that is a form of neuroses. This poor animal, his brain is suffering, okay? These are all remnants of animal husbandry. Animal husbandry is when we take things that are supposed to be in the wild, living naturally, and we force them into what we want them to live in, with its cages and pens and so on and so forth. Well, the government is actually doing that now with humans. You think that you don't live in a cage pen? Okay, I won't argue that one with you. But you are not eating what you're supposed to be eating any longer. You are eating an artificial diet that is actually condoned and promoted by this American government that you eat that is leading to chronic disease. And I say this is nothing more than a government perpetration of human husbandry.
I really like that term. That's I have never heard that anywhere else. You know, the Romans had a saying, slaves are made in an oven. And, you know, they spent down their whole treasuries at times fighting wars with all these people they took over, and they were pretty good at it. But when they really wanted to take a place over, what'd they do? They sow all their fields in salt so they can't grow their own grain, and they make them dependent on the grain that they provided them. And then you own the entire people. That's what we did with the Native American population. Couldn't beat them. 32 Chiricahua Apaches kept the army on the run for a year and a half. You feed them, and then you own them. And that's what has happened to us. Sold our birthright for a handful of grain.
The truth is that a gun need not be unholstered, a missile not be launched, a sword not be unsabered, unscabbard. None of those things have to be done to conquer a civilization. He who controls the food controls the people. Look. Yes. How they starve people in concentration camps. Why do you think they starve them? You think it's because they just want to torture them? No, because a starving population, a population eating the wrong foods, an unhealthy population, is a docile population.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this new term that I want more and more people to start using, you heard it here first. No one is talking about human husbandry, but we're talking about it here on this show, is being perpetrated day in and day out, and one of the worst offenders. We've actually talked about this once before when I had Pete Kenny from the Farm to Ranch Freedom Alliance,
yeah.
Whatever. And I've also had Judith
Food
McGeary.
Consumer,
there you go.
Fund. Yep.
And I apologize for not knowing all these acronyms. Judith McGeary has been on the show. We've talked about these kind of things. Well, there's a judge in Wisconsin, and his name is Judge Patrick J. Fiedler, and usually I apologize if I think I mispronounce somebody's name, but I hope I mispronounce his name, actually. Maybe it's Fiedler, maybe it's Fiedler, maybe it's Fiedler. But either way, he has been noted as saying that individuals do not have a fundamental right to consume the foods of their choice. Now, think about that for a second. If anybody can find a picture of Judge Patrick Fiedler, I'm willing to bet he's obese. I'm willing to bet he is not aging well. I'm willing to bet that he is, I'm sorry to say it, I know that you should never be inflammatory when you talk about these things. It's not good journalistic qualities, but I'm sure that the guy is a dummy. If we have any right in this country, if we have any right in this life, if we have any right in this world, it is to eat what we want to eat. And no one should ever be able to take that away. What's next? We should only breathe out of our left nostril instead of our right nostril. What other things are they going to try to take from us? Again, folks, this is an example of human husbandry. Now, this Judge Fiedler said this in the cheese capital of the world about consumption of raw milk by people who own their own cows.
Yes.
What's next, Judge Fiedler? Shall you have mothers express their milk and pasteurize it before then feeding it to their newborn babies?
Absolutely.
What is wrong with you, Judge Fiedler? Did your mom not breastfeed you? Did your dad beat you every time you wanted to eat something you enjoyed? Where did you get this misinformation? That's what I want to know.
Right. Well, that's the thing I didn't understand. If you read the the actual summary argument or decision, basically where that quote comes from is his statement that he was denying the claim of the I think the Zinnaker family to be able to consume their own food.
Right. And drink the milk. He didn't have to go
against that. He just had to say, no, we're not accepting your motion to tell the entire Agriculture Department of Wisconsin to go fly a kite, which is not what the people were asking either. I mean, part of this was a procedural thing, but it brings up an absolutely vital culture-saving or destroying, human life-saving or destroying topic. And that is, how much are you going to let someone else make decisions for you? To what degree are you going to abrogate your authority, be it in what you're given to eat, be it in what information you are given or give to your own kids and family, be it the water that you let in, be it the medications that your insurance says you can't. I hear it all the time. Well, that's the only thing my insurance pays for. So what? You're going to take poison just because they pay for it? I mean, when we abrogate that authority and pretend that we're not making a choice, that's when we cause hell on earth.
You know what? It's a scary, scary day here. And the truth of the matter is, I don't know if it's complete corruption or I don't know if it's complete ignorance, but I've said it before. In instances like this, neither one of those are acceptable. If you own your own cow, if you own shares in a cow, you should be able to drink the milk from that cow. You're not harming anybody else. You're doing it yourself. I wonder if Judge Fiedler has ever gone into a restaurant and ordered a rare steak. Wouldn't it be wonderful for someone to come in and handcuff him and say, you know, you can't order rare steaks any longer,
right.
Judge Fiedler.
That's
irresponsible. You need to have your steak as tough as that shoe that you're wearing before you eat it. Oh, wait, what's next, Judge Fiedler? Should people stop eating sushi?
Yeah.
What about raw fish? Maybe that's not good. But wait a minute, Judge Fiedler. This is the same country that your judicial system protects a person's right to smoke cigarettes that kills over 400,000 people a year. Are you a hypocrite? Are you insane? Maybe you should be drinking some raw milk, Judge Fiedler.
Right. You know, why is it okay that we're fine with 400,000 people a year dying of obesity?
I can tell you why.
Make money.
That's it. As long as the government's making their money. You know what? If the government, if I'll tell you right now, if the large milk producers decided, okay, raw milk is good, we're going to go raw. Everybody wants raw milk. Let's give it to them. You'll see how fast the government will flip-flop and go, yeah, raw milk's okay, because those are the big guys that are paying the big, Archer Daniel Midgets. They're the people that are paying the big money.
That's what will happen. Absolutely. It may not happen super fast because there's going to be a whole lot of backlash from all the people who benefit from drinking the crappy make-you-sick milk.
Right. And interestingly enough, there's been a recent study that was posted on my Facebook wall by Jim Laird. And it was a large study. This is from Natural Food and Health, Journal of Natural Food and Health. Kids drinking raw milk have 40% less asthma and allergies, new large study finds. Could you imagine, Judge Fiedler? It's actually better for you than the pasteurized milk that you protect. Shame on Judge Fiedler.
Asthma has killed a lot more people and kids than E. coli 157 ever has.
Shame on you, Judge Fiedler. Shame on you. You know what? Just because you're a judge doesn't mean you're not corruptible. It doesn't mean that you're also not necessarily intelligent enough to weigh in on these things. You need to be better educated about this sort of stuff, Judge Fiedler. In the cheese capital of the world, no less. Oh, my God. I'm so enraged from Judge Fiedler. Shame on you. That name will forever be emblazoned on my brain. All right. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about human husbandry with Dr. Matt Andre. We'll be right back. Pump up the volume. Right about now. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control
RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Matt Andre, host of his own show, too, the Matt Andre Show, right? It's up in Indianapolis, right?
That's the Dr. Andre Show. Yeah, we broadcast from right here in Bloomington.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff. And you're doing great stuff at your practice. And I know the people, I know for a fact that you probably have to be overwhelmed with new patients because you're one of the few doctors out there that actually thinks about things before you make a decision.
Well, I don't know if I've got anything that I can point to and say, you know, boy, I do this pretty well. It's one, being willing to say I don't know when I don't know. And two, it's recognizing that when I see a patient, this is about their health, not my ideas about their health. They are in charge, and I do my best to listen, and they already know their answers, usually, almost all the time. You just have to help them uncover it.
Yeah.
And you do so honestly without bringing a lot of your own ego to the table. It's not hard. But yeah, we're very busy. I'm grateful. It's a good problem to have, really. We've got some national things coming up, a couple stories in Esquire coming out.
That's cool.
With some cool things we're doing. You know, I'm really grateful for just a chance to be on here with you and talk about, you know, at the end of the day, I'm really grateful to Judge Fiedler, too. Thank you, my friend. You are causing enough of a stir that we're actually getting to have reasonable, important discussions about who we're going to let make our decisions for us.
Yeah. And you know what? And you're right. He's blurted out the words that we know that millions of people high up on the food chain of politics have been thinking all along. and so thank you for exposing the realities of how you think. Now, Matt, let's talk a little bit about food safety for a second. This has been one of the linchpins, if you will, of the USDA and the FDA. Whenever they want to control people's food, they use the Trojan horse of food safety. Like when they wanted to
have every animal wear an RFID tag, except the animals that were in CAFOs. One out of 1,000 had to wear them, but the small family farm had to tag every single animal. And obviously that went out the window because people like myself and many others around the country, we spoke out against it on TV and so on and so forth. But every now and then the whole thing about food safety comes up, and milk seems to be the poster child when the government wants to talk about food safety and their desire to keep people from getting sick from food.
Again, I'm grateful to them because they couldn't really pick the dumber target. I mean, if you count up the number of people that have gotten sick from raw milk in the last 20 years versus those that got sick from pasteurized milk, it's an embarrassing comparison. Pasteurized milk makes us sick like crazy. And I'm not even talking, Carl, about, you know, the diabetes we cause and the chronic disease we engender, the inflammatory conditions. I'm just talking about infections.
Right.
Tons more salmonella infections than pasteurized milk. Go look. You can find them everywhere.
Right.
Three people died of pasteurized milk E. coli infections in Massachusetts in 1 year, very recently.
Right.
And on the daggone food safety board's own website, the CDC, they've got Miss McGonigal Martin from California. Her son didn't die. He had kidney failure, and it was one case. And they never proved that it was the milk that did it.
Right.
They don't know if it was that, if it was a Shigella infection. It came from people associating it. Another kid got sick, and that kid had raw milk. They never isolated it in the milk.
Right.
I mean, it's smoke and mirrors. It's fear-mongering to the worst degree. It's the same reason Anthem gets to stay in business for ridiculous reasons, to convince you, oh, you're going to lose your house, you're going to lose everything you got if you don't get some doggone health insurance, and wham, $600 a month goes out the window to these jokers,
right,
whether you use it or not.
Well, now your dad or your grandfather had dairy cows for a long time.
Dad's raised his own. He's still got his own dairy cows.
Maybe I'm under the misimpression that he got rid of them or something like that.
No, he still has them, but he's shut down milking for the present.
Why is he shut down milking?
Because of the Rawsome Foods story. I'm guessing you all mentioned it.
Yeah, we did it. We did a show on it. I actually had the guy from. What's that other dairy that's in California?
Altadena.
No, it wasn't Altadena. It was another one, but it'll come to me. But we had one of the spokespeople come on the show about the Rawsome raid. Yeah.
Yeah. The
Which, by the way, it's gone nowhere. A total, complete, unabashed waste of tax dollars at a time where, you know, we're trying to figure out how to pay our own bills, and the government is wasting money chasing people selling raw milk.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, nobody's knocking on the doors of all these people that have the food recalls. I mean, the cantaloupe listeria thing has been the biggest, more deaths from in 25 years from the cantaloupe with listeria. 25 deaths and 123 people a day is sick. In the past 25 years, the largest foodborne illness event in the United States, and you don't see the USDA or the FDA with their jackbooted approach, breaking down the doors of that farmer and arresting people and smashing their crops and putting it up on TV that, not a word. You know
no,
why?
It's because those farms all wear their badge.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. If anything, shame on the FDA and the USDA for that happening in your camp. Those are in your camp. Rawsome is in our camp.
Yep. That's exactly right. And it comes back to, again, you know, people just being informed, and that's why this is really wonderful. I don't care if anybody listening decides to drink raw milk or not. Don't. That's fine. Leave more for me. If you want to, great. Just do not tell me I can't.
Right.
That's absurd.
Once that line is drawn, then where do they stop? No more rare steaks, no more sushi. What's next? Mothers need to start boiling their breast milk before they give it to their babies. Where will it stop? You cannot tell people what they can eat and what they cannot eat.
It's not stopped. It's going on right now all the time. Monsanto is allowed to put their field next to another field, and when the genes from their crop show up in the other one, then they sue for damages so that they can own part of somebody else's crop. And, you know, knowing they did it, and the law and the courts uphold it.
Only here in the corruptible judicial system of the United States, because abroad, Monsanto has been kicked out of countries.
Yep.
We did a show a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, where Elisa talked about a story where Monsanto was required to destroy 1,000 acres of crop and get out of the country because they don't want some GMO crop that had gotten loose there, unbeknownst to Monsanto, wink, wink. And yep. Monsanto was penalized there. But here in the United States, we are human beings because of human husbandry. You can exploit. Remember, what is done to animals, Matt, when you have animal husbandry, right? If you have a horse,
yep.
Right?
You raise them, you feed them, you pen them.
And you get to ride it, and you get it, yep. It pulls your plow, it does your work for you.
You determine
right?
everything about what's available yeah. to them and the scope of their life.
Well, the politicians in this country are practicing human husbandry. They're telling us to eat the wrong foods. They're giving us access to the wrong foods. They're blocking access to the good foods. And then they're exploiting us because all of our efforts go to paying taxes so that
yep.
they can waste our money.
You know, and part of this, I'm sorry I use quotes on you all the time, but why come up with your own ideas? That's how I feel when someone else said it much better.
Yeah.
But one of my favorites too is never ascribe to evil in conspiracy that which can be explained by incompetence.
Yeah.
A lot of this is they just don't know. They don't think about it.
Well,
you
know what it
decision.
Is. But it's rooted in corruption. And I'll tell you what.
It's rooted in fear. Agreed.
You take a politician, any politician. Okay, he has lobbyists calling on him and misinforming him. He doesn't go out of his way to check. Their notes. He doesn't go out of his way to find an opposing opinion. He sits down. He has a bunch of good dinners with them. Maybe they fly him someplace and play golf. And all the time they're working on him is saying, hey, you know, GMO is okay. It's good for you. And because he is uninformed, purposefully uninformed, you know, what's that old saying? Plausible deniability.
Right, right.
You know, well, if I don't look for the answers, I can always say I just didn't know, and that's why I made the decision. Plausible deniability. He doesn't really look for the answers.
Hey,
he
here
just
my dad walked in, too. So.
Oh, good, good. Hopefully he's listening to the show, too. But anyway, these politicians, they don't want to know, Matt, because you know why? Because then it blocks their ability to say yes and payola yeah. flows.
That's right. That's exactly right. We can't abrogate this authority and let someone else make those decisions for us. St. Augustine, again, one of my favorite quotes, an unjust law is no law at all.
Right.
I'm not interested in what the law says. I'm going to do what's right for my health, my family. You all can catch up whenever you're ready. Fortunately, there are sane enough people that they, for a long time, they decided which ones made sense to enforce and not. This is just somebody wanting to make a name for themselves.
And you know what, Judge Fiedler? Before you tell me that I can't eat the foods I want to eat, then you need to get on the board to outlaw tobacco use in this country. And you know you're not going to do that. You're never going to do that. The government will never allow those tax dollars to go away, especially right now with the debacle that we're in. But remember that. You cannot tell me that I can't drink raw milk if I can go out and buy a pack of cigarettes and start smoking today.
Yeah.
That is, you know what? And I don't want the government to regulate tobacco. I got to be honest with you. I know this is going to sound like a cruel thing, but you know what? If you're stupid enough to smoke, then maybe you shouldn't be procreating and spreading
and
your genes around.
Spreading the genes elsewhere.
The only thing that, unfortunately, is you probably won't die before you have children because the tobacco doesn't work that fast. But you know what? I think that people who want to smoke should smoke and let them make that decision. And I think that people who want to eat sushi should eat sushi. And I think people who want to order their steaks rare should order their steak trip. And I think people who want to buy shares in cows, who want to drink raw milk, should have the right to do that. Because if I can pick up a known carcinogen that kills over 400,000 people a year, then that's unequivocal. No one's arguing that. Then I should be able to drink raw milk, whatever risk that
and
runs.
Let me add this to it. If you're one of those people who has or is at risk of having, say, ulcerative colitis, and I don't know where the data stand on this, this few months, but, we know that smoking actually helps that.
Does it really?
And your risk of having cancer from colon cancer is very high in that condition. And for you, that might be life-saving. The point is not to always say, you should or shouldn't do this. It should be no one else should make the decision for you.
Right. I agree. I agree 100%. Listen, if I wanted to go dig up dirt in my backyard and eat it, could the government stop me?
Well, they could try, but eventually you're going to get it done.
but you know what I'm saying? Could the government, if I decided I want to eat a tablespoon of dirt every single day from my backyard, is there any prescription that says I can't? Is there anything that the government can do if I want to start eating dirt?
No.
Okay. That's
unless,
it.
Unless they go out and pass laws that eating dirt is illegal because it costs them money somewhere because you're not eating their dirt. Then they'll show up with SWAT teams, and when you go to do it, then they take you to jail.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Matt, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to plug your website. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andre, and we're talking about the idiocy of the government trying to control the food that we eat. Make no bones about this, folks. This is not some little inane action by a misguided judge. This is actual perpetration of what I like to call human husbandry. And it all is part of the plan on controlling us by way of the food that we eat. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Dr. Matt Andre. Matt, you have a website, don't you?
I do. I've got a couple websites. The one I'm really trying to have people check out right now is called mdweightworks.com, and that's mdweightworx.com. This is a website for a part of the practice that I'm really promoting for weight management. And we're working with plenty of individuals and even some businesses, groups, to help them get good weight loss, healthy weight loss, and weight loss that's durable for their employees, which saves them tremendous money in the long run. An overweight employee costs you six times what a normal weight employee does over their 20-year career.
You know what, Matt? It's estimated by the year 2030 that 50% of the population is going to be obese. We've talked about this ad infinitum on this show, and I keep saying, look, this is a bigger threat to the stability of our country than all of the other problems that we're facing right now combined because of this one reason. And people need to understand this. And I know I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, but I want people to start repeating this mantra. Right now, we have a country of virtually employable people. And the thing that makes this country so resilient time after time when we get into a jam is its people. Its people have the ability to put our heads down, put our shoulder behind the wheel, and push hard, earn money, support our families, and support this government through our tax dollars. Now, when 50% of this population is obese, what you really need to read is 50% of this population will be near disability and ill.
Now,
not only can they not contribute by putting their head down, putting their shoulder behind the wheel, and pushing hard to keep this country solvent, but they're going to become a vacuous sucking effect on the resources of this country through the medical system that is already broken and we can't pay for. So what you're going to have is you're going to have half of this country. It's like driving up a hill, towing a Winnebago with an 8-cylinder, and four of your cylinders just went dead. Not only are you just running on four, but the four that aren't running are actually sapping the power by resisting the crankshaft from turning. So the four that are working don't even have the ability to just put out what they want. We are going to be going backwards down a hill, and we're going to land at the bottom of that hill in a heap of burning, smoking metal mass. That's where this country is going if we don't look at the obesity epidemic.
You know, this may sound high-minded or grandiose or whatever, but I mean, one of the big tools we use with MD WeightWorks is a VLCD, but a very low-cal diet. People do high protein shakes that provide all their the nutrients they need to allow their metabolism to stay up and get the weight down. But in all honesty, that's not the point. All that does is create room. It creates enough of a pause in the autonomic, unconscious patterns you do in eating so that you can start to honestly take a look at why you do what you do. Look at the ways and the times that you decide and say to yourself, oh, I don't have a choice. I have to do this. I got to take the kids to soccer. I don't have a choice. I have to go through the Arby's drive-thru today. No, you don't. You have a choice. And the point is not whether you make the choice or not. That's not what is as important. What's important is that you don't pretend you're not making a choice because that's what keeps you from being able to turn it around. You know, you can die, but you can't become unborn.
Right.
And when you become aware, you're responsible then for that information. And the more you have something that you do, and you're aware of the consequences, the more you pay for it in spades. That's just the way it works. That's the way that we progress. That's the way that we learn things. And the problem is this. The body doesn't know fat's bad. Why? Because for 6 million years, it was a great thing to store up fat.
Right.
Because our environment, we didn't have enough food. Every time we lose weight, part of us is going, oh my God, the savings account, we're running it dry. And it tries to stop us. It ups your appetite and it, lowers your metabolism. And the minute you gain 20 pounds, it thinks, oh my gosh, we ran into a storage of food. And 6 million years ago, the one who ate the most lived longer. And so we've got multiple mechanisms to help you eat more,
the heavier
you get. And that's what we see. The heavier people get, the faster they gain.
Right. Right.
Those aren't bad mechanisms. They're just not appropriate for the environment we're in. And I see all of modern medicine, it's just a way to make up for the ways that our environment is different than our genetic makeup.
You know what's interesting about this this article, this study that was published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, August 29th of this year. This was a huge study, Matt. They had 8,334 school-age children, and 7,606 of them provided serum samples to assess specific immunoglobulin levels. Okay? Over 800 cow's milk samples were collected at the participants' homes. They asked about attitudes about raw milk versus pasteurized milk. So naturally, they asked the people who drank the raw milk, what do you believe the health benefits are of raw milk? 74% of them said that raw milk is much healthier to drink than pasteurized milk. They asked the people about pasteurized milk what they thought about pasteurized milk. 62% of them said they believed that pasteurized milk, keep in mind this is what they're drinking, has lifelong health consequences. 15% of them said it makes them very sick. 40% said it tastes terrible. 30% of the children say it upsets their stomach. 16% of them say it gives them diarrhea. Keep in mind that none of those answers were given when people asked, well, what do you think about, keep in mind, this wasn't a multiple choice. They said, what do you think about raw milk? And what do you think about pasteurized milk? And the people drinking the pasteurized milks had nothing but this bad things to say about it.
We know a lot of, that's what I said, you know, when people talk about coming to see me as patients, they know their answers already. It's just a matter of helping them do it, pointing out, shining a little light on it so that they can see it, finding imbalances and correcting them to the point that people can make the choices. And, you know, when we're talking to weight patients in our practice, we're all about kindness. We don't tell you you got to do this or this. We just show, hey, this is what you did, why?
Matthew, have you seen any changes in people who do drink raw milk when they are dieting? I know that you don't prescribe raw milk. It's not in your position to offer raw milk and anything, but do you observe people who drink raw milk and how it affects? I mean, Dr. Ron Schmidt claims.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, all the time.
What happens?
They get better.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's closer to the way we were built, period. That's it.
You know what? Dr. Ron Schmidt told me one time that he takes people who have complete type 2 diabetes, are about to start insulin. He says, will you try this? He puts them on nothing but raw unpasteurized milk exclusively. That's all they get. They get as much as they want day in and day out, but all they get is raw milk. And he says within 3 months, their type 2 diabetes goes away completely.
You know, especially if you have any European ancestry, you can virtually live on raw milk your whole life and nothing but, and do pretty well. If you are from a culture or a background genetically where you don't have lactase, it's going to be tough. But that's fine. I'm not telling everybody that's what they should do. We use a lot of whey protein in the protein supplements that we use to help people lose weight. And yeah, we see the same thing all the time. We have to back people off insulin. In the old days, we had to put them in the hospital for it because it would so dramatically change their diabetes. I mean, overnight.
Right. All right, let's take our last commercial break and we will wrap it up. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andry. I want to talk some more about raw and pasteurized milk and why this government needs to get off of its back once and for all. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andre today. Why, oh why? Ask yourself, why is the American government and local branches of government so dyed in the wool against us having access to raw unpasteurized milk? There is no logical reason except they are corruptible. They are being driven by the large milk producers and other companies as well, because it was explained to me very, very eloquently, I believe, by Judith McGeary on this show, that the number one reason people go to grocery stores is milk. And then while they're there, they pick up all this other stuff. If you stop people from going into the grocery store for milk, guess what? They stop buying other things at that grocery store. So milk is a lead-in product. It's critical for the hierarchy of economics for the grocery industry.
Right.
So if I start getting my milk at my farmer, gee, maybe I'm going to get other things from my farmer. Or maybe I'm going to go to the farmer's market. Or maybe I'm going to go someplace else. And you know what? It's the God's honest truth. I very rarely go to the grocery store anymore. I go to the grocery store to pick up bottled water and cleaning supplies, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not a great place to get your food anymore. Most of that comes from places that got their ingredients at the lowest bidder, which is rarely the healthiest. We spend less of a percentage on our food as a nation than any country on earth.
Really?
And in France, if I'm not mistaken, it's around a third of every dollar that somebody makes they spend on food. We spend less than 10%.
Well, when you have access to these crappy 99-cent hamburgers,
right.
You know, what else? People are eating junk.
They get what you pay for. But we don't value our health and life enough to remember until something happens. Usually there's something breaks, and then you start thinking about it. And then you don't care what you're spending on it, because every time, and you know what happens magically? You start paying more attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
You start enjoying your food more. And you start looking at other places in your life that you're just letting somebody else make the decision. And you take it back over, and things get better. Wonderful. You know, I was going to say, it takes a lot of courage to listen to your show, because you're not going to get out easy. You're going to get made aware of things, and then you're going to be responsible for what you do with it. And I love it.
Well, you know what, and that I appreciate that. That's very generous of you to say. I've never thought of it that way, to be honest with you. But maybe you're right, because I think that probably people are reluctant to listen to this show because it's almost like you cannot unring a bell.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the show a few times and you realize that I don't have an agenda,
right?
I'm just speaking what I believe the truth to be, and I've been wrong before.
Well, and it changes because we keep learning.
Right.
And thank goodness for it. I hope to goodness I'm not practicing medicine the same way in 5 years as I do now. I haven't learned much if that's the truth, if that's the case.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't want to marry ideas, because when you learn and you're trying to learn, then you get a messy divorce. You want to be flexible. You don't want to attach too hard to them. You want to understand something, then try to understand it better and try to understand it better. And then, you know, move along. No, Carl, you and I aren't sitting here saying that everybody should be drinking a bunch of raw milk.
No.
You do it if it's right for you.
In fact,
don't tell me I can't.
In fact, I'm not drinking raw milk right now, believe it or not. Just because that's just the way it is right now.
Listen to your body.
Yes, I just don't feel like drinking raw milk right now.
Trust it.
I will drink it again probably after this winter period passes. But mm-hmm. I've been that way forever. I didn't drink it. I just don't drink milk year in and year out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I am.
I think that's the way it's supposed to work. I believe we have the only way instinctually we survived in a bunch of different environments is there's an instinctual drive to tell you how to adapt. What you have to do is learn to listen to that. That might mean taking a medication differently than all the time. We were told when we started doing hormone therapy, which we do a lot of in my practice, you know that.
Right.
If you start testosterone, you got to take it forever. That's flatly not true. If you can't make it anymore, you might need some assistance to make it. But if you're being suppressed by your own estrogen production and insulin production, man, I've got plenty of people that I put them on a dose and then had to back it off by half in 3 months and then had to back it off again, had to stop it because they started making their own because they got better.
Right.
No,
right.
That's not in the literature anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere. Yet have to do it every day.
Well, let's face it. It's never in the medical orthodoxy's best interest to back anybody off of anything.
Even the people a little bit like you and me who are out there on the internet promoting these things that are really helpful that people can't get from their own doctor because they're, you know, stuck in the collegial mind trap that go out there. You know, just because a little motor oil is good for your engine, a lot ain't better.
Right.
Anything you can measure in the body belongs within a range.
You know,
at a certain time.
I have no problem with pharmaceutical drugs if they're used in a rescue environment. You have somebody who comes in,
yeah,
and they've got dangerously high blood pressure.
It's a correction.
Okay, so you put them on something while you try to figure out why they have dangerously high blood pressure, and then you titrate and wean them off of it while you correct the problem. But ultimately, correction of the problem should be the goal. The problem is that most doctors don't see past the rescue approach. They
right.
go, okay, here's where you are. We're going to give you this pill. And then we're never going to address why you're there. Actually, the truth is that most doctors make this interpretation that you are there because that's where you belong at your age. That's what's happening naturally. And that's just nonsense. All we have to do is look you just have to look at Aborigines who have no influence of our diet. And they're 70, 80, and 90 years old, and they're still actively involved in raising children and climbing trees and doing things. And you say to yourself, well, wait a minute. We're the most advanced country in the world. We have access to the greatest technology in the world. Yet our elderly from seven decade on are sitting in a wheelchair pooping in a diaper, and these people are climbing trees and raising children at 80 and 90? Wait a minute. We should be doing that. We're supposed to be the most advanced.
Yeah, I got kind of upset at my granddad a couple years ago because I went to visit him, and he was up on the roof at 83.
And you were jealous of him. Listen, Elisa's grandfather won a canoeing race against guys in their 20s and 30s when he was in his late 70s. I mean, I applaud people like that. I think to myself,
absolutely.
You know why? You know why? Because I say, damn, I'm going to be able to do that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, not a canoeing race. I'm not good at canoeing, but there's some other things I'm good at, you know.
The funny thing is, Carl, you know, what happens is you're people are sitting there and they're listening and they're wondering, well, who's right? Because I hear these people and they say, well, you know, they've got good arguments too. Like one of my favorites is, well, you know, we've raised the average life expectancy. You know what? But we're not living longer.
Right.
All we did, I heard you say this, we've changed how many kids die before they get to 5, 12, 13 years old.
Right.
We've done a great job at that.
Right.
And that's
because of infectious disease. You know, Randy Roach was the one who told me doctors were not washing their hands in between deliveries until the 30s. Think about that.
Killed thousands.
A doctor would deliver a baby and wipe his hands off. He'd go and deliver another baby, and there's blood and feces and everything on his hands.
Yep.
He's delivering you now. So,
well, and they'd use instruments that they didn't wash either. Yeah.
My poor sister had one of those head clamps that they grabbed her and pulled her out.
Steps.
Yeah, her face was squashed for the first, my dad told me that her face was shaped like an egg for like the first few weeks of her life.
And we're seeing more and more and more birth trauma for primarily one reason, or one big reason, is that there's so much insulin resistance out there. People have so many bad carbs in their diet that their pancreases get overworked and they put out a bunch of insulin. And you know this too. Insulin's a growth factor. So all of a sudden now, these babies are weighing 9, 10, 11 pounds. They don't fit through there.
Right.
People get C-sections and they have more complications. Then they come out and their necks are twisted because they don't fit. They get a low oxygen and their adrenal glands get pokered even before they get a start.
Right.
And it's just one thing after another. That is just all you got to do. You try to identify the places you're not living healthily. You know them already.
Right.
And then ask yourself why. You don't have to force yourself to do right. Just observe it. And then it starts to make sense.
There's a higher rate of premature births now. This is not yet another new thing. We have an almost epidemic increase in gout. I mean,
yes.
When you start looking at this stuff, you have to, I mean, look, I don't care who you believe. You believe me, you believe Matt, you believe your doctor. I don't care. Just ask yourself why this preponderance of disease now? Why? Don't believe me. Don't believe Matt. Don't believe your doctor. But just ask yourself, use your critical thinking skills. Gee,
yes.
My grandfather and great-great-grandfather, they used to fry their bacon in lard and ate eggs every morning. My grandmother used to keep the fat rendering on the back of the stove, and she'd use it over and over again, and we're told not to eat fat. My grandparents did not eat cereal in the morning. They did not – they ate some bread with their meal, but it wasn't the
– They didn't drink soda.
They didn't – okay, thank you. They didn't eat, they didn't consume a lot of refined sugars. I mean, they didn't have cell – it's not just the food, folks. They didn't have all this RF that stimulates the brain.
They didn't have going to a store and there were 140 magazines that you have to process and look at and ignore.
Well, never mind that. You know what else they didn't do? And this is a big pet peeve of mine, not to get too far off track here, and then we'll bring it back. They didn't have to read a book to learn how to raise a kid. They didn't have to read a book to learn how to make a marriage work. When did we become so friggin' dependent on everybody else to tell us what to do? I have opinions, and I'm sticking with my opinions. You know what? At least if I die prematurely, I did it to
You're
myself.
You're not going to make excuses about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say, well, that damn doctor told me to do this, and here I am dying now.
That's what I want people to do in my practice. And don't come see me unless you're ready to do that, because that's what I'm going to tell you. I'm not here as some great savior to fix your health. What I'll do is sit down with you, and we'll get real honest, and just look at the things that you're taking. What have they helped? Have they not? Do you feel good about it or not? And I know plenty about labs. I know plenty about hormones. But at the end of the day, this is your decision, not mine.
Matt, we're coming to the end of the show. I wanna make a plea to people out there. Whether or not you subscribe to the idea that raw unpasteurized milk is good or not, and whether or not you drink raw milk or don't, I want to go back to something Matt said before. It should be anyone's choice to make that decision. Do we really want the government telling us that we can't eat a rare steak, or we can't eat sushi, or we can't smoke cigarettes? God bless you if you want to smoke cigarettes. I think you should. It's your right. Look.
Right.
If I can smoke a cigarette today and the government gets their few shekels in tax dollars, even though we all know that it's poison, if I can use a cell phone today, even though we know that the World Health Organization has already rated cell phone radiation as a class 2B carcinogen, if I can do all of those things, if I can follow the edicts of the food pyramid, even though we know that high consumption of grain and corn is leading to the obesity that is going to sink this country. If I could do all those things and the government won't say to me, hey, that's bad for you, then get out of my way when it comes to raw milk. Please stop the charade. We see through it. We know that this is corruption at its best. Stop it now. Stop it. And I want people to start talking out. Whether you like raw milk or not, you should say, when someone talks about raw milk, you say, you know what? I don't drink raw milk. And I don't want to drink raw milk, but I support anybody's right to drink raw milk. If you can put a cigarette in your mouth, you should be able to put a cow's teat in your mouth and suck from it.
Yep. Make your own decisions. Even if you disagree with me, do it loud so that I can learn too.
There you go. I like that. Matt, plug your website again, the one that you want to promote.
Yeah, www.mdweightworks. That's MD, WEIGHTWRX.com. Come and find out how to lose weight without being beat up about it.
And if anybody knows Judge Patrick J. Fiedler from Wisconsin, please send him a link to this show.
Yeah.
Because shame on you. You will go down in the annals of history as either being very, very ignorant or very, very corrupted. It is our right to consume anything we want in a country where you can smoke a cigarette. Okay? Judge Fiedler, maybe it's time for you to hang up the robe and move on. Okay. You've wasted a perfectly good hour listening to Superhuman Radio today.
Carl and I going off. And, yeah, I've got my website and the radio's on there, too. You got to come do it with me now.
Yeah, I'm game. I'm going to come up there. Lisa and I got to come up to Bloomington. We have to get together sometime.
Beautiful.
All right, listen, thanks a lot, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Carl.
Okay. And thank you for listening today. We'll have another episode of Superhuman Radio for you tomorrow. And don't forget, Casual Friday has a special theme. It's Halloween. I'm going to come in wearing a costume. What should I wear? We'll be right. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.